the Pat Tillman investigation. Here we are, you know, former football player walks away from a $3.6 million contract, and he goes to Afghanistan, gets killed. Military says enemy action. The story gets changed when part of the truth starts getting leaked out. Turns out that he died by friendly fire. Now we find out that the medical examiner who looked at his body sees three bullets, close range. Ballistics experts that I know say almost impossible unless the head is stationary and somebody is over it taking shots. What are you hearing on this very strange story? First of all, he's a hero. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, he certainly is.
Tillman is a hero, and I hope his mother and his family get to the bottom of what really happened here. So we do know that he died by friendly fire. What we don't know is how or why yet. But what do we know? What do you know?
Well, I know that about 9 months ago, my producer talked to his brother, Kevin Tillman, and he wouldn't talk to us on air. But we brought up the fact about foul play, because that had actually already been in a couple of newspapers. San Francisco Chronicle was one, with a special forces colonel saying that they believed that it was a homicide and that it was covered up. So that was out back then. He said, well, we think that too, but we're not ready to say that on air yet. And then he said, call me back in a month. We called back and the phone number had been changed because we got his number through a source and he was just getting bombarded. Now his mother is on record, and Keith Overman covered this Friday. Now his mother is on record saying that they believe he could have been murdered, but we knew that about 9 months ago. And you just basically spelled the facts out right there. There's a few of the little details and some new developments. Obviously, is while we're talking about it, Rumsfeld just testified yesterday.
Of course, he said, I didn't know anything.
Oh, yeah, he knows basically absolutely nothing. Total control freak. Yeah. Runs even
Secretary of Defense, and he knows nothing.
Well,
was at the time.
I mean, here's the basics. First, they said that he was charging up a hill, fighting al-Qaeda, and that he was killed valiantly. Then it came out that, okay, he wasn't fighting al-Qaeda. We don't know who shot him. Then it was he died in friendly fire from 300 meters or 980-something feet. Then it was, okay, we shot him at 100 yards. And now the forensics experts in the Army, it turns out, and as you just said, the report got buried, he was shot at about 10 yards or about 30 feet away. There are three bullet holes in his forehead in an inch-and-a-half pattern. Even with a three burst, the way the 223 round is loaded into the barrel of the gun, that you have a wobble there. So that is almost impossible, probably even closer than 10 feet, and just almost impossible.
And that was supposed to be on an automatic burst. That doesn't happen.
Absolutely. It doesn't happen because of the way that the rounds are quickly rolled into the chamber. But that gets into all the weapons experts. And so the military themselves thought it was a cover-up, and now we've got the memos. I mean, this is the Associated Press reporting on it, about how the lawyers are bragging how they covered it up, how they kept Army investigations out. Now we discovered that Tillman was robbed, and I'd already heard this from the family, now it's out, that they buried his uniform, and they also stole his diary. And we know that Pat Tillman, here's the motive. So clearly we know there's a cover-up. Everything points towards a...
Now, was there any enemy action out there at all during this period?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Anywhere around it.
None. So why were they shooting then? What were they shooting at? If let's just use the friendly fire death for a moment as the excuse, not whether he was killed by a you know, murdered or a homicide, but just let's say for a moment he died in friendly fire. Why were they shooting if there was no enemy?
Well, see, that's a great question. Now, the unit was told to say different things, and now we've gotten about 10 different stories, but basically what we know is this. From the individual who was there with Tillman when he shoved him down on the ground behind some rocks to protect him, because he was a really good soldier, and he gave him millions of dollars. His brother joined the military. That was really his main reason. People ask why he did it. That was the main reason. And then once he got there, I can talk about the motivation to have him fragged by the Pentagon, or was it a fragging by people just in his unit? That's the main question here.
He was changing his views of why we were there.
Yes, and that would have been devastating to the propagandist. It would have been just absolutely devastating to have him come home and march around and speak out against the war. But that's a motive for brass higher up to have him killed or for the order to be made. But just digressing, we know that he got shot a couple times in his body armor, and then he was screaming, "I'm Pat Tillman, cease fire." He stood back up. They shot him again. He started waving his hand above the rock, saying, "Stop." The report is they shot his hand. And then it looks like that they marched right up on him and shot him in the face. And so all the evidence, I mean, 98% of it points towards a deliberate murder. Then, George, we have to ask the question, would someone in his unit decide to kill him? And then, B, could they do it with this much precision? And then C, if somebody in his unit killed him, why would this top general
cover it up?
Yes, Kinzinger. Why would General Philip Kinzinger cover this thing up and get in all this trouble? Now, Wesley Clark, former head of NATO, also.
Yeah, he said something very bizarre on MSNBC. Though he didn't directly say it was murder, he did say it's possible.
Well, yes, to the question of Keith Olbermann, there was a big controversy over this, and a few news outlets, you know, took our story about it at PrisonPlanet.com and tried to spin it. We literally just quoted what he said, and Keith Olbermann said, well, you know, the mother thinks this is murder or could be murder, and doesn't it look like there's a huge cover-up, and maybe we've been going the wrong direction on this? And the general said, yes, that could be the case, and I'll tell you, regardless, this goes to the top. And absolutely, this guy was super high-profile. Right. He was the ultimate pro-war bonanza in this, and then suddenly he was writing letters home. We have them. He was planning to meet with Noam Chomsky, the big anti-war leader from MIT. That's confirmed. He was coming home. He was going to speak out against the war.
And the mother admits this? Do you know?
Oh, yes. The mother is on record to newspapers and publications.
So we clearly know then that his views changed.
Oh, yes.
Tillman's views
letters.
Changed.
We have letters. And we also have letters from his brother, and we also have statements he made to people in his unit on record. But, yes, so he was planning. I mean, he said this war is bleeping illegal. I mean, he joined because his brother joined. He joined because he was mad about 9/11 like we all were. He went over there, and then he was in Iraq and also in Afghanistan, and he saw all the problems that everybody else sees. And then suddenly he starts speaking out about how he's against the war.